It's time for Your Pet's Health, brought to you by Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital in Moorhead City. Pet Docs, your other family doctor.
And if you'd like to call in with questions about your pet's health, you can do that right now.
Call me at 800-818-2255 or locally at 247-7282 or 353-4674.
And join once again with Dr. Todd Royale. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Ben.
What are we talking about today?
Well, I wanted to mention a couple of cases that I saw this week, actually on the same day, just to illustrate a point that we often mention, but it really hit home because I saw these two pets on the same day, and it's kind of different but similar problems. Mm-hmm. The first was an indoor cat, young cat, coming in for his routine checkup, get a couple of shots, no problems mm-hmm. per the owner. As part of the physical exam, I usually will take a flea comb and comb through a pet, just see if there's anything that looks like either we see fleas or we see evidence that they may have been there. This cat had probably a dozen fleas on the comb.
Wow.
Now, coat was beautiful. No mm-hmm. problems with the coat. Hair looked great. Mm-hmm. Cat's not itching, scratching, doing anything. But it's not on prevention because, a lot of people will do this. The indoor cat, not supposed to be getting fleas.
Yeah. But he's home to a bunch of them.
But he's home to a bunch of them, exactly. And so no symptoms, but tons mm-hmm. of fleas. The other was a dog mm-hmm. and also coming in for a routine visit, no particular problems, except that he was biting at his tail area. Mm-hmm. Coat was gorgeous, no issues there. Again, combed through, found one flea.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a cat with a ton of fleas and no symptoms. We have a dog with one flea, at least that we found, and a symptom.
The biting of the tail.
Neither one were on prevention mm-hmm. because, this is kind of we don't think of this as a prime mm-hmm. insect season, but it is actually. Fleas thrive between about 55 and 80 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do so great when it's really hot. They seek cooler temperatures as well. And it has to get a lot colder than we've seen before they kind of go out of commission for mm-hmm. the winter. So if you have a dog or a cat that you maybe sort of slack off on their flea prevention during the cooler months,
mm-hmm.
You may want to rethink that. You may also want to get a flea comb, purchase a flea comb, or you can use a standard men's comb mm-hmm. and comb through that coat. Depending on the texture of the coat, it may be easier or harder for some pets, but comb through that coat. You will sometimes surprise yourself at what you find.
Is there anything special about a flea comb versus
it's called a flea comb. Usually they'll be called that, but they have really, really thin spaces between mm-hmm. the teeth.
Right.
They usually are plastic, but you can get the nicer ones are metal. The metal ones don't tend to be as scratchy or, as abrasive. Mm-hmm. But you can get those at just about any pet store.
Okay.
And again, you can use a men's comb in a pinch if you don't have a flea.
Yeah, but the idea is that when you have fleas in the house, or they get in the house,
right.
because they live in the environment, right? They're going to seek out the shelter too.
Right. And a lot of times when the temperature gets cooler, where they go is they may be in the yard,
mm-hmm.
they'll actually come up toward the house because it's warmer near mm-hmm. the base of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Less sunshine, more insulation with pine straw or whatever you might have around the house. So yeah, it's still a problem, and it actually becomes as much, if not in some cases, more of a problem this time of year than it may have been several months ago.
Mm.
So just keep that in mind. Again, if you're used to using a flea product, but you maybe try to skip during the cooler months, may not be the best idea. Some people get away with that and do just fine, But don't just assume that you're not going to have an issue this time of year.
Okay. So. All right. What else?
Other thing I want to talk about, and this is, again, one of these things that comes up frequently in the office, and that is house soiling,
mm-hmm.
particularly with dogs, but sometimes with cats as well, just not using the bathroom like they're supposed to. Now, of course, you've got a situation where this is about usually about a year or less of age. So usually these are puppies or new dogs. And of course, by far the most common reason, and we see this, the statistics are about 20% of dogs will have some sort of house soiling, quote unquote, mm-hmm. problem. Most of the time we are able to address it by getting to the heart of the problem, mm-hmm. meaning is it a poor house training or inadequate house training issue, which is usually the case.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it a medical problem? Is it a fear submissive type of peeing? Are they marking mm-hmm. their territory?
Right.
Or is there some sort of anxiety issue?
In an older animal. animal, you're almost always sure that it's going to be that, right? I mean, not.
Well,
We had outdoor dogs, and right. So they were never trained
right.
for inside. So anytime they came inside, you took that risk.
Yeah, and that's a fairly simple answer to the question why are they doing this? But in older dogs, a lot of times if they're indoors and they start having soiling problems, it can very well be a medical problem. We talked a couple weeks ago about the mm-hmm. cognitive issues
right.
that can affect some of the much older dogs. But even a younger adult male or female, actually, mm-hmm. It could be a medical problem. UTIs mm-hmm. are a common reason in female
cats
dogs.
Cats especially, I would think.
Yeah,
too,
exactly.
Right?
Well, yeah, cats, but dogs as well. Mm-hmm.
Under a year or two or less?
Usually, and I mean, it depends. Like, for example, we'll see some dogs that maybe were shelter or rescue dogs. Mm-hmm. We don't know anything about where, have they ever lived in a house before. And so they may be 6 months, a year old. And, you'll still have to go through some house training stuff like you would with a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
But usually within 1 to 2 months of really effective house training methods, mm-hmm. most people can get a dog trained without much difficulty.
This is one of those areas where everybody asks a neighbor or somebody uh-huh. else how they do it, and you got the rolled up newspaper, you got other sticking yep. the nose, you got so many different methods. So are there yep. good effective methods?
There are good effective methods, and the most important two things are to give them plenty of opportunities to go appropriately
mm-hmm.
and to supervise them when they're inside.
Mm-hmm.
And those seem like very simple things, but most people actually do a pretty good job of giving opportunities. In other words, a lot of times people will tell me, I'm taking her out every 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's okay, but that may be too often.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times she or he are going to go outside. They're not going to need to use the bathroom.
Is this for
and
play?
So they're playing, exactly. So you want to usually take them out about every 2 to 3 hours. You also want to take them out within 10 to 15 minutes of playing or eating.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to take them out immediately after they wake up. Or after they come out of a crate or, confinement. And that's the mm-hmm. other thing we'll talk about is confinement issue. But, if you'll take those steps, most of the time, get there within a month or so. Now, the confinement issue is where a lot of people, we get kind of a kickback a little bit about confinement. And a lot of people have different ideas of how they feel it's appropriate to confine a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about crate training often.
Right.
A lot of people will kind of modify that and they'll do bathroom training or mm-hmm. he's confined to the kitchen or something like that. And those methods can be, they're better than no confinement,
mm-hmm.
but oftentimes you will have situations where the dog or the puppy is able to urinate or defecate,
right.
in a kitchen, say, or in a bathroom and then get out of it. And so they don't have an incentive to hold it mm-hmm. as well. So we usually recommend crate training, and basically the rule of thumb is in the crate unless you're supervising them.
Right.
So, and that's where a lot of people too sort of misunderstand what supervision is.
Yeah.
Supervision means your eyes are on the dog.
Yeah.
All the time.
Right.
And one of the most common places where puppies will have accidents is that we get busy. Mm-hmm. we're watching TV, we're cooking dinner, we're changing mm-hmm. out the laundry, and the puppy's out. And it kind of wanders around somewhere and finds a place that it wants to go. And supervising them so that you can see what those actual physical cues are.
Dogs have a routine.
And if you don't know it, just watch a little while and you'll find out.
Right.
Those are some important steps.
Okay. I'll take a break and we'll come back with more here on Coastal Daybreak on the Talk Station. Your questions are always welcome at 800-818-2255, 247-7282, or 353-4674. Welcome back here, Coastal Daybreak here on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240, 726 in the morning here with Dr. Todd Arell from Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital, online at petdocs.com, and you can find them all over social media, and you can also give them a call for an appointment at 240-3885. What else you want to talk about?
Well, you mentioned, the newspaper.
Yeah,
sort
right.
of thing, and we see a little less of this over time, but there are still some misconceptions about how do you deal with it when they actually go.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing, if you just find it somewhere, is just to clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to remember when they went there. If you catch them in the act, the best thing you can do is try to sort of interrupt them, either clap or whistle, but don't do anything more aggressive than that.
Right.
You know, yelling or, you know, whatever you might do, expletives.
Well, yeah, if they start doing the circle, you know, they start circling, then
just
go outside.
Yeah, run over there, pick them up and take them outside or grab the leash, take them outside. Because if you make it a negative experience, what they're going to learn is next time I need to go to the bathroom, I need to go somewhere dad doesn't see me.
Yeah.
And that's probably not going to be where you want them to go. It's probably going to be in a closet or under the bed or something like that. Now, sometimes we do have issues with marking and medical issues. Mm-hmm. So the really important thing there is if your older dog, for example, or even a younger dog that you've really worked hard on the house training, they're not just picking, they're just not getting it, is to take them to your veterinarian. We'll do an exam. We'll also ask you some very specific questions, you know, even things as specific as, you know, are there other pets in the house? Are the other pets having these issues?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may be because if they're marking or if the dog is not neutered, then that's obviously one of the things we're going to want to start talking about is, you know, getting rid of some of those hormones.
Is that more likely to happen with an unneutered?
Absolutely. Yeah. Marking is at least.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's a difference between marking. Marking, of course, if you see them in the act, is usually on a vertical surface. You know, the males are usually hiking the leg and going on the wall as opposed to, you know, just a puddle in the middle of the room is probably not marking.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, where they're going, where their accidents are happening, how much volume and things like that is questions that we'll really get into.
Hope everyone's enjoying their breakfast.
Exactly. So the point is that there are some ways that we can get to the bottom of it.
All right. Find out more at 240-3885 and online at PetDocs.com and all over social media as well. For Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital, brings you your pet's health. We'll see you next time.
See you then.